This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Prosecutors on Monday told a Clear Creek County judge they will retry the case against a former sheriff's deputy who fatally shot a man who called 911 for help. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Last week, a jury found former officer Andrew Buen guilty of reckless endangerment. But they told the judge they were hung on two other charges, including second-degree murder, a felony. The jury foreperson told CPR News that 11 jurors were ready to convict Buen of criminally negligent homicide, which is a lesser charge, but there was a, quote, holdout juror who was unreasonable. Another trial against Buen with a new jury is set in August. In the meantime, Buen could continue to work in law enforcement, but he was fired from Clear Creek in 2022. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Police officer training has changed since the death of Elijah McClain, who was forcibly detained and injected with ketamine in 2019. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says McClain's treatment by police is an example of what not to do.
Our goal in training is for officers to develop greater empathy, emotional awareness about themselves and others. Situations can be approached calmly, making it less likely that use of force will happen.
Weiser spoke to CPR's Colorado Matters. The whole conversation is at CPR.org. A former National Security Agency employee who sold classified information to an undercover FBI agent has been sentenced to nearly 22 years in prison. The former employee believed the FBI agent was a Russian official. Judge Raymond Moore said Monday that he could have put the suspect behind bars for even longer. The judge said the suspect took the job at the NSA to be able to sell national security secrets. This is CPR News and KRCC.